Welcome to Wake Up and Live with Antoine Glover, bringing you the good in our community, covering real estate trends, new restaurants and businesses, and people making a difference in Southern Colorado. And now, here is your host and real estate expert, Antoine Glover.
Hey, good morning. Antoine Glover here, your real estate expert and self-proclaimed motivator of Wake Up and Live. Hey, it's where I put aside politics and give you facts about what's going on in the real estate world, and while giving you a little extra pep in your step to get you going on your Saturday morning. This episode's brought to you by my friends there at Benton Capital for all your mortgage needs. And speaking of Benton Capital, we're going to be talking to the president, the creator of Benton Capital, Mike Benton, here in just a moment. But let's dive right into some real estate news. Home ownership is a key to building wealth. For years, real estate has been considered the best investment you can make. A major reason for this is due to the net worth of household gains throughout home ownership. Now, listen to this. In fact, according to a 2019 survey of consumer finance data from the Federal Reserve, from the average homeowner, a primary home accounts for 90% of the total wealth of families here in the United States. Now, listen to this. On a side note, just take a look. If you can take a look at the portfolios of millionaires and billionaires, their biggest assets, real estate. That should be a clue. I also have a program that I've dubbed the Millennial Millionaire Plan, and I'm going to talk more about that in just a moment with my guest, Mike Benton. But how do you gain wealth, right? Most large purchases like cars, appliances, well, they just depreciate in value as they age. And it's an undesirable question to now owning a home can increase wealth over time. In a simple equation, the National Association of Realtors, or NAR, explains how the combination of paying your mortgage and a home price appreciation grow overall wealth. This is a really simple formula. It is principal payments plus price appreciation gains equals housing wealth gain. Principal payments plus house price appreciation gains equals housing wealth gain. As more values increase in your payments towards your home loan, you're going to gain wealth through equity. Now, the same article from NAR also addresses how wealth gains tend to play out over time. Housing wealth accumulation, it just takes time, right? I mean, especially now where literally you get a text message in 2 seconds, and 2 seconds later, you get another one. You get a tragedy happens around the globe, and within 2 seconds, you know what's going to happen. And I think that mindset of, you know, get rich quick. If I can just develop an app, I can become a multimillionaire, living on the lap of luxury in Silicon Valley. Let me tell you the actual true facts. Doesn't work like that, my friends. It takes time. And the same thing in the housing, world as well. And it takes time, and it is built up by paying off the mortgage debt and price appreciation. And while home prices can fall, home prices tend to recover, and they go up over time. Take a look at this. As of last September 2020, this year, the median sales price of existing homes is $311,000. A 35% gain since July 2006, when prices peaked at $230,000. Now, take a look at how equity has grown for the typical homeowner. It's clear to see how real estate is a sound long-term investment. Take a look at this. Nationally, a person who purchased a home, typically, to say 30 years ago, that was in 1990. Not that long ago. You remember Nirvana? I do too. It smelled like Teen Spirit. And that was only 1990. Well, back then, if you would have bought a home, you would have typically gained about $283,000 as of the second quarter of 2020. Not too bad of a return. Now, double that. Let's say if you own two or three or four, five or 10 more homes that became rentals. Start doing the math just in equity alone. Not talking about the positive cash flow in the rental market, which we'll talk about here in just a little bit. So bottom line, whether you're a current homeowner planning to put your equity toward a new home or have hopes of even buying your first home, home ownership will always be a great opportunity to build your net worth and overall wealth. And owning a home or homes is truly an investment in your financial future. Now, if you'd like to talk further about how you can become financially fit with real estate in your portfolio, now, right now, this morning, it's time to talk. If you're even ready to retire a millionaire, I have yet to find somebody who says, no, I'm good. Unless you're a billionaire, then that would be like not not as good, right? That's the only person I could think of that would not want to retire a millionaire. So just give me a call, 719-344-0335. That's 719-344-0335. Or you can reach out to me on social media at Antoine Glover or on Podbean for the podcast. And just take a for the podcast and take a look up and subscribe to Wake Up and Live. So right now, we're going to take a quick break. And when we return, I'm going to be talking with Mike Benton, president of Benton Capital, for all your mortgage needs and more. We're going to be talking about mortgages, of course, and why now is the best time ever to invest in real estate. We're going to talk to you in just a moment. You're listening to Wake Up and Live. Are you overwhelmed by all the mortgage companies wanting your business? How do you know if you even found the right lender? Hey, look no further. You found it with Benton Capital. Locally owned and operated, the team of experts at Benton Capital, they understand your real estate needs. If you're looking to buy a home, refinance your current mortgage, money for fix and flips, to even construction loans, Benton Capital is who I personally use and highly recommend to all my clients, including you. Regardless of mornings, evenings, or even the weekends, you can rest assured Mike Benton, president of Benton Capital and my dear friend, will always be there for you. Benton Capital's goal is to provide you with the lowest interest rate and closing costs possible, with serving you with honesty, integrity, and competence before, during, and long after you close on your property. Now, that's a lender I proudly put my name behind. Call Benton Capital at 719-331-5443, 331-5443, or log on to bentoncap.com and make sure you tell them that Antoine Glover from Wake Up and Live sent you.
Welcome back to Wake Up and Live with Antoine Glover, your Colorado real estate expert. Here's your host, Antoine Glover.
Hey, welcome back to Wake Up and Live. I'm your host, real estate expert and self-proclaimed motivator, Antoine Glover. Hey, thank you for joining me this morning. With the election behind us, well, I guess kinda, we continue to press forward in the real estate market. We have historically low interest rates coupled with low inventory and an influx of buyers into the market. This is making the perfect storm in the real estate market. My dear friend and president of Benton Capital, Mike Benton, he joins me this morning to help quell some fears you just may have about getting into the real estate world. Hey, good morning, Mike. How are you, bud?
Good morning. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Hey, not a problem. Anytime, my friend. Hey, well, to no one's surprise, the election and now the post-election's creating, of course, as no, I don't think anybody's surprised about this, but it's creating that buzz around the U.S. and, of course, around the world. Now, when it comes to mortgages, how is this affecting that part of the real estate game, if you will?
Well, we've seen historically low interest rates, even post-election. I mean, you know, the market's very volatile, but it's, you know, all the rates are still, you know, in the low twos to mid twos, depending on the loan program. So it's, you know, these are just historically low rates that, in my opinion, they're not going to be around forever.
Now, Mike, I mean, I remember back in the day, not too many years ago, that everybody was like jumping for joy when rates were like 5 and like, oh my gosh, I heard somebody's actually as low as like 4.75. And we're talking in the twos, man.
Oh yeah. I can remember in, you know, the mid 2000s, we were writing loans, you know, in the sixes and sevens. And then, you know, that was good back then. So I think everybody, you know, will be spoiled to remember these rates, you know, 2-3 years from now. They're going to be the woulda, coulda, shouldas.
Right.
That, you know, could have hopped in when rates were in the twos.
Well, you know, what's funny you say that, Mike, because I still hear it. I know you have too. I know you moved here just a little while ago from Florida, but you've heard the same stories that, you know, I've been in Colorado Springs for 45 years, and I remember when Powers was a dirt road, and I had an opportunity to get for $10 an acre. TJ, my producer, is sitting there laughing because he's heard the same guy. I think it's the same guy we've all run into. Oh, man, if I just would have bought it back then. And what about now, right? Are we looking at, are we like 20, 30 years from now, are we going to look back going, oh, woulda, shoulda, coulda?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I think that, you know, the people that aren't even getting in on the investment side, they're going to wish they had. You know, last year, Antoine, we were locking investment properties between 4.5% to 5.5% and charging, you know, X amount. Where today, you know, the average investment rate for good credit is anywhere from 3% to 3.5%. So that's significant when looking at cash flow, both short and long term.
Now, Mike, you know, we've been hearing about this, and you know, you have clients, we have clients, you and I do, and especially if you're a first time home buyer, heck, even second, third, or fourth time home buyers, prices of homes, they're just going up, right? They're appreciating, which is good if you own real estate, but it can scare people off. And I try to educate people, and I bet you can piggyback on this, that because the interest rates are so low, it's actually all relative, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, let's just take, for instance, if you're buying a home today that's $300,000 and your rate's 2.5%. If tomorrow, the fear of those buyers, I would say, are probably more uneducated buyers, think that, oh, the market's going to crash. Well, let's say it corrects $25,000 and you're buying that same house at $275,000 and your interest rate's 3.5%.
Right.
Your payment's still going to be significantly higher on that same property that the other person bought at $300,000, if that makes sense.
No, yeah, it makes perfect sense. And it's, you know, I heard it was before this whole crazy COVID thing, and we were all, and you know what, I'm going to call a spade. Those that are doing business right are still having a great time. If you're not doing the right thing in any kind of business, you're always just going to be struggling. You're always going to be trying to make quote unquote the next deal. But it's so interesting to really what's going on right now, because a couple of years ago I heard a real estate expert, a guru, if you will, and he was telling us you better start changing who you are in your business. And the analogy he used is, instead of just being a tour guide, you know, being that tour guide in Hollywood saying, yes, that's where Tom Cruise used to live with Nicole Kidman, right? You need to become a Sherpa. And what are the differences between a Sherpa and a tour guide? And real quickly, a tour guide just shows you. It's just like, okay, that's where they used to live. And, you know, if you're, hey, where does this one restaurant? Yeah, you go down here and you go over here. A Sherpa, if you're familiar with that, on Mount Everest, you're literally, you don't know if you're coming home to see your family. Okay, let's just call a spade a spade. And a Sherpa is saying, listen, I'm going to do everything that I can to make sure you just don't come out alive, but you're going to have the experience of your lifetime. It was bumpy. It was scary, but hold my hand. I got you. Would you kind of agree that that's going to be the difference between those in the mortgage industry and realtors and just in real estate in general, the difference is what's separating the two?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I don't want to age myself, but I've been in this business for 17 plus years. And you see people come and go in times like this. When times are really, really good in our industry, a lot of people are wanting to get in on the business, whether it be in mortgage lending or in real estate. But the difference is longevity. The difference is having a plan, being able to negotiate, you know, in good times and bad times. There are different challenges that we face in a strong market like today that we'll face different challenges in 2 to 4 years from now, depending on where rates are and, you know, how the city continues to grow.
Right. You know, you and I were talking, we were at lunch. There's never a shortage of money. At the end of the day, there's never a shortage of money. It's adjusting your sales accordingly to what the market is currently going through at the moment. Right.
Oh, absolutely. I think one thing to touch on as well, and to educate, you know, consumers and potential investors, buyers, the whole nine, is to understand what's going to happen if inflation or when inflation kicks in. You know, things like lumber costs have gone up significantly.
Right.
That pushes home prices up as well. You know, there's a number of different economic factors, both locally, nationally, and, you know, across our world that are impacting housing. It's not just, hey, interest rates are low. There's other factors that are pushing this market higher.
Yeah, that's a great point. I think it was like it's up, lumber's up like 170%, something ridiculous from 12, 14 months ago.
Wow. I didn't know it was that high, but
yeah, it's absolutely, and there will be a trickle effect, and we're all going to feel it somehow, some way. So how do you prepare yourself for this? And this kind of goes right into my next question. You know, I've had a lot of clients, you've had a lot of clients together. We've had a lot of clients, and you know, people are doing well. Especially like when I was saying, people were buying homes in 1990, generally speaking, if you held that home or homes, they're generally paid off by now. That was 30 years ago. A lot of people have a lot of cash sitting there on the sidelines. And I'll speak more specifically, even for me, I have clients that say, hey, listen, I want to pay 100% cash for $500,000, a $300,000 or $1 million+ home. Now, generally speaking, realtors are like, oh, okay, great. It's going to be all cash. But I go, wait a minute, hold on. You have free money basically sitting in the bank. Let's talk to a lender to see what best way we can utilize all that cash, so you're not putting all that cash into one basket, right, Mike? Explain to us a little bit more about how that works, and we can start talking a little bit more about maybe doing investment properties, especially with interest rates so low right now.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, everybody has a different strategy on whether it's, you know, they're looking for just a return on their money. There's tax consequences by, you know, having a loan versus not having a loan, where depreciation comes in, interest write-off, et cetera, for investment properties. But today, if let's just take, for instance, an average 3.5% interest rate. I mean, I would say most sophisticated or even average investors will be able to, over the long term, outperform that if their money is somewhere else besides, you know, paying cash for a particular property. There's also risk, you know, associated with paying all cash as well, which, again, I'm sure you have different attorneys that come on the show that could kind of dive a little bit deeper into, you know, LLCs and limited partnerships and
Right.
those things that can protect investors. But paying all cash in your personal name is, you know, in my experience, is dangerous.
Right. Right. And it is, you know, the American dream, and I totally get it. The American dream has changed over the decades. I remember there used to be the American dream. You go to school, you find a job, you stay there for 30, 40 years, you get a great pension plan. Do you guys remember that word, pension? You got pension plan with a gold watch, and you hang out in Florida or Arizona, and you live your golden years for the rest of your life. Sounds good, but I'm telling you, the American dream has changed. And I think it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing to recognize. Henceforth, the reason why my show is called Wake Up, and Now It's Time to Live. And if you really want to live a life on your terms, you're going to have to wake up and see where is that wind blowing, and how are you supposed to adjust your sails? And speaking of change and what's happening in the market, boy, the big M word, millennials. Millennials are now the largest generation in the home buying market. I can't believe this now. And I just need to break this down for my listening audience, because sometimes when we hear millennials, we think your little nephew or your son or daughter, and you're thinking, oh, those little punk little kids. Let me tell you something. First and foremost, they're the number one home buyers right now in America. Number one, they're blowing out the baby boomers, okay, in regards to population. These are the people that are operating on your heart, your new knee replacement. They are your new dentist. They are your new lawyer. The changing of the guard is happening right now. And if you are not on board with what's happening in the market with the millennials and how when they are coming in, and actually they already are here, matter of fact, you're going to start realizing, okay, there's a different wave coming in. How do I adjust my surfboard now to adjust to this new wave? You know, both Mike and I, we've been talking about this, and I've implemented this, and we're going to be coming up with something really cool. But I've kind of dubbed this for millennials. I call it the Millennial Millionaire Game Plan. And instead of just looking at just one home and paying it off after 30 years, I want to, together with Mike, we want to actually sit down with you. And I've actually sat down with both millennials as well as their parents, not because they can't buy a home, because their parents are excited. A lot of them are providing cash for their millennials, their son and daughters. And when I come up with this the Millennial Millionaire Game Plan, is I say, how would you like by the time you're 50, 60, 65 years old to retire a millionaire? And not one person says, no, that's too much money for me. 100% of people do this. And so between myself and Mike, what we'll do is we're going to sit with these millennials and get them into their first home for the first 3 to 5 years. And every single year, we're going to be in close contact with them, showing them if their home has gone up, it's gone down, and why, how much has appreciated, how much over 3 to 5 years. And instead of saying, okay, I've made 30, 40, 50, 80, 90 plus thousand over that course of 3 to 5 years, let's see what we can do to pull that money out, rent this house out, have somebody else pay off that mortgage, and let's go ahead and upgrade you and your family to a house that you guys want. And rinse and repeat and rinse and repeat. And Mike, I mean, I think your eyes really opened up. A, if you're a realtor out there, this is a great way to stay in flow with your client, not for a transaction. It doesn't matter if you made a whole bunch of money on a transaction. First and foremost, you shouldn't be about the money. But this is about having a lifelong investment with clients forever. Right, Mike?
Oh, absolutely. I think to piggyback on your point is, I think a lot of people overestimate what they can do in a year and then underestimate what they can do in 10 years.
I think that,
you know, having a team like us be able to stay in touch with them, you know, everyone has different goals, right? Everyone has different income levels. However, having guys like us who are experienced, who have bought and sold many, many properties, both for ourselves personally and also for our clients, and financed thousands at this point,
right,
able to guide them and direct them on what's best for them and their family, as opposed to, you know, what's good for one is not necessarily good for all.
Right.
And then they'd be surprised on what they can accomplish in 10 years. If you told, you know, 9 out of 10 of your clients they would own 5 to 10 homes in the next 10 years, they'd probably say there's no way to do that.
Right.
However, what I've found is by, you know, having the right strategy, they can definitely make that happen. But it's patience, it's persistence, and it's having the right team.
Exactly. You know, and then eventually, if you decide that you want to have your ultimate mega home on a beautiful piece of property and you have 5, 10, 15 plus rentals, imagine all paid off before you quote unquote retire from your job. Imagine having that and having your renters. You're doing two things. So it's not a big bad, I'm a landlord. You're providing shelter for people that need shelter. You never know, they may be saving for a home. You never know, they may be building a home, whatever the case may be, but you're providing them shelter. That's first and foremost. And then they are paying off or have paid off other someone else's money, basically. You use the bank's money at what, 2%, 2.5%, 3%? Geez Louise, now you have all these paid off, and now you're having $200 to $300, $3,500 a month per rental coming in free and clear to you to live in a house that you and your family deserve. And if you think about this, real estate is better than life insurance policies. I'm sorry, my life insurance policy people out there. I know you're going to probably get pushback on this, but doesn't matter how much your life insurance policy is. Think about it. You get paid once. If something happens to you, your family gets paid once. If something happens to you when you have 5, 10, 15, 20 plus rental properties, especially paid off, that is lifetime income with appreciation, and you can keep the family going over and over for generations to come. Right, Mike?
Absolutely. No, that's just a great point to be able to build. But I think a lot of people don't have the faith that they can actually make it happen. I think faith is important. Team is important. And having all those things aligned will get people to the next level.
You know, and you know, and I digress. You know, when I do home buyers classes, I don't necessarily do just first time home buyers classes. I do home buyers classes, and it really just drives me to up the wall that the biggest purchase of anybody's that anybody will make here in America, at least, is it's your home. You don't know anything about mortgages, just the 101 or any kind of real estate by the time you even graduate college. Yeah, you know when Columbus sailed the ocean blue, but you have no idea what interest rates are and why that's important and how do you look for a great home and all these things that by the time you're 30, you know, 25, 30, 35 years old, sometimes even 40, 42 years old buying your first home, you don't even know what questions to ask. So, Mike, I want to ask you, what are some of the ABC questions that people should do some research on their own, A, when they sit down with you, as well as what are some questions they should be asking when they're out and about looking for, you know, the best lender?
I think one of the biggest things or misconceptions in the market is credit right now and how important that is. I think as a society, we could probably do a better job of educating you know, our youth, and then even now call them, you know, the millennials or what, I don't know what the generation behind that is, but educating them on how important it is to make sure you're maintaining the right credit, not having crazy balances. There's a lot of it that goes into credit, but understanding that your credit score on a site like Credit Karma is not the same score as a mortgage credit score.
Right.
So things like that, but those, you know, that we could spend 20 minutes to 6 hours on credit alone.
Right.
But making sure that you maintain credit and how to build credit is important. And we help, you know, first time home buyers with that. We help people that have been through, you know, maybe a health issue or something that's impacted their family that they had no control over, rebuild their credit.
That's
so
awesome.
You know, life does happen, and we help those that have been challenged as well. But I think for the youth and for younger people to understand how important it is to keep a good credit score and good credit rating is important in the home buying process.
And Mike, just to add to that point, you know, it's kind of like, you know, if you want to lose weight, you got to get on the scale to figure out, okay, you got to figure out, well, how much weight do I need to lose? Well, I don't know. I just want to lose weight. Okay, let's get on the scale. Let's see where we're at. Right now may not be the best time, or it may be the best time. Let's figure that out and let's go ahead and work a game plan to either get you approved now, 6 months now, or a year from now. Correct?
Oh, absolutely. And that's an analogy that I use with my clients. And it can be intimidating. I think a lot of people don't call a lender because they're intimidated what they think their scores may be. They think that their income's not high enough. They think that they don't have enough money saved. I think by taking that first step of giving a lender a call,
yeah,
and then letting them walk them through the financial situation of, I call it a financial x-ray, right?
Right.
You're giving me, I find out your credit score. I find out how much money you make, and then I find out how much cash you have in the bank. That can be intimidating.
Right.
But it's like going to the doctor, you know, I think I might have broken my arm. Without an x-ray, they're not going to really know what happened. Just like me, you can give me half of the information, but I can't give you a full, you know, game plan unless I have all the information.
And this is, you know, and Mike, yeah. I really want to correct this, and I won't say the name, but the type of military they are in, they use a lot of boats. So I think you know which one I'm talking about, but I'm dealing with them right now. And I'm telling you, folks, it's okay. Don't go for those quicken things that you see on TV. Oh my gosh, you can get approved here. I am dealing, and I have dealt with in the past over the 10 years, some just literally getting down to the wire. This particular deal, supposed to close in a handful of days, is now being pushed back 2 weeks. I've dealt with four representatives versus dealing with Mike, who's going to be local from the beginning, middle, to the end of the transaction, as well as after. And we'll talk just a little bit about that. But now I'm dealing with four different people that are asking my clients for the same information that the first one asked, and the second one asked, and the third one asked. And now it's just like this cluster. My clients are driving out. This is a true story. Driving out in a U-Haul from another state. The sellers that we're buying the house from are in another state. They're doing the same thing, waiting for funding to happen. And now it's dropped the ball. And I have my client and the other clients are sitting there in their vehicles, not able to close because, you know, I hate to say I told you so because I really do, but I'm telling you, you need to shop local, right, Mike?
Oh, amen. I mean, well, there's so many reasons. I mean, I guess, you know, the first reason that comes to mind is, you know, we employ local people as well. So the people that are in our office are all local, so which have families that they support as well. So that's number one. Number two, I think that, you know, anytime you're submitting an offer, you're submitting that to another local agent. So that local agent, probably 9 times out of 10, has either done business with myself or done business with one of our loan officers here in town. So they know the reputation, and that matters as well.
Right.
And
on.
Then the third is just, you know, being able to, you know, walk into our office face to face and, you know, put a face with a voice and
right.
and sit down. And some people are visual, some are audio, you know, auditory. And some just want to, you know, meet you face to face and see that you're real. So I think that shopping local is critical, especially
right.
in, you know, post-COVID and these times. So I think bringing up that is massive.
Right. Hey, Mike Benton, president of Benton Capital. Want to thank you, buddy, for joining me this morning, giving us some insights to Benton Capital, the mortgages, real estate, life after an election, and what we can anticipate for the rest of this year into 2021. Sit back, get ready. It's going to be the ride of your life when it comes to real estate, my friends. I promise you that. Hey, once again, I want to thank you, my listening audience, my compadres out there, my friends, my paisanos, for joining me this morning. And to make sure to subscribe to my podcast on Podbean. Go to Wake Up and Live. I am your host, real estate expert, self-proclaimed motivator, Antoine Glover. Until we meet again in 7 days, have yourself an amazing Saturday. It's time to wake up and live. Be well, my friends.
You've been listening to Wake Up and Live with Antoine Glover, your Colorado real estate expert. Wake Up and Live, bringing us the good in and around Southern Colorado. Wake Up and Live airs Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM.